Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Caitlin in just a moment.
I'm Randy Groner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Groner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Groner for U.S. Senate.
Hey, cattle producers, the next big event for Superior Livestock for their summer season, Week in the Rockies 34. It'll be happening the week of July 11th, the 11th through the 15th, this year in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Get more details by going to superiorlivestock.com, or as always, you can call them 1-800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Find out more at superiorlivestock.com. She's the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, Colorado. Caitlin McCulloch weighing in on the latest cattle on feed numbers as well as the coal storage report from Uncle Sam. The latest cattle on feed numbers released this last week showing big June 1st on feed numbers.
We had a record number of cattle on feed. And that's surprising and probably a little worrisome when you think about what is fed cattle price going to do, because that means it's higher than what we were when we were backing up cattle in 2020. It's higher than we were in 2021. Now, the thing I was looking at was, what are the weight placement categories telling me? Are there a lot of lightweight cattle? Are we seeing a lot of drought stress? I will say I thought May cattle on feed did kind of confirm that drought stress scenario when the under 600 pound category was 4% higher nationally, and the 600 to 699 pound placements was up 6% from last year. Now, all the heavier weights were down relative to a year ago. Now, when we talk about Texas, under 600 pounds increased by 10,000 head, while the other three states that report were about even with a year ago. For the 600 to 699 category, Texas and Nebraska were down about 5,000 head each, with the other states even with a year ago. Now for Kansas, most of the year we've seen placements above a year ago, and May was kind of an anomaly in that trend. So they were down about 25,000 head. Now the flip side of that is Texas has largely been below a year ago all year, and they were down again this month as well, down 5,000 head. So I do think we saw a lot of that wheat pasture cattle moved earlier in that March timeframe, when normally we would typically see that come out in May. The other thing I would like to note is the marketing number came out smaller than pre-report estimates were. So marketing is how fast those feedlots are turning those cattle over and sending them to the packer. Now that pre-report estimate was about 3%, 2.3% was the actual.
So that's cattle on feed. Caitlin, also last week we got the latest cold storage report. What did that tell us regarding beef supplies?
The beef and cold storage is broken into only two categories, boneless and beef cuts. And so we don't have a ton of data. We can't break it out whether it's imports versus domestic product or what those cuts are. Generally speaking, this report would have been considered bearish to prices. Boneless beef was 22% higher, while beef cuts were 54% higher. And normally you'd be seeing beef stocks decline in summer months. So we have a couple things happening, right? We're increasing the number of stocks on hand for beef. The cutout hasn't started falling, but I think when you are either looking at that stock number pointing towards, we're probably going to see lower prices, or we're going to see some bigger export numbers.
Finally, Caitlin, why don't you share with us what you think is going on in the mind of the consumer?
I think the consumer is facing some fairly unprecedented pessimism in their lives right now. Consumer Sentiment Index, which is generally just a survey of consumers that ask them how they're feeling. Are they optimistic or pessimistic towards the future? And that number for June, or at least the preliminary number for June, was the lowest on record. Back to 1978 is when that series started. And so to me, that's a very shocking number, that we as a society, as a country, are feeling worse than we ever have during the Great Recession, during COVID. And maybe some of it is just fatigue, that we've had so many things happen. And so I think we now have inflation and recession part of everyday normal people conversation, not just economists speaking to each other, which is, I think, concerning and really weighing on their minds. And it remains to be seen maybe what that means for beef specific purchases or substitutions at the meat case. In recent weeks, we have seen chicken breast prices come down after 25 weeks of straight week over week gain, to have that price even slow down a little bit is something we're watching. Does this mean we've hit the ceiling for that chicken breast price? And then too, looking at those relationships. So one of the key things happening right now is that these meat cuts, these substitutions, right, for center of the plate proteins aren't necessarily moving together. So chicken breast and chicken leg quarters have moved up faster in retail prices than maybe some of their counterparts. And so relative to chicken, things like ground beef is relatively less expensive than maybe it normally would from a relative standpoint, if that makes sense. There's definitely some bargains out there in terms of pork loins and hams as well. And so it's going to be an interesting summer. But I think, at least from a meat case perspective, consumers have a lot going on in their mind. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're already seeing some swapping of cuts around or buying maybe a little bit differently than what we were even just a year ago.
Caitlin McKellick, LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.